This is the Structuring Podcast.
Hello, structurers. This is Terry Waugh, and we're on episode 64 of the Structuring Podcast. Today's topic is about helping parents so they don't have to sell their main residence as they age. Now, I've written about this on the Property Chat forum, and it is number 407 of my legal tips. So if you just Google legal tip 407, you should be able to find that. And the idea behind this strategy is to help your parents as they age. And it might be that they're asset rich but cash poor. So they might have to sell a property just so that they can get enough money to meet their living costs. That can potentially be avoided where the children chip in and help fund the parents. The problem, though, is that where there's two or three children, some will not be able to do that because they're spending more money than they can spare. So it is possible for one child to lend money to their parents, and it could be interest-free. It can be under a written loan agreement, probably should be under a written loan agreement, and then they can be reimbursed at a later date after the parent dies. Or if they die before the parent, their estate is owed money by the parent, so that money can be passed on to their children. It's also fair because if a child was gifting to their parents but their siblings weren't, basically when the parent dies, the siblings are going to benefit from the money that the child gifted to the parents. So let's describe this a bit better in an example. Let's say Homer Simpson, he's getting on in age and he has a property in Sydney. It might be in a really good suburb, a lot of growth prospects, and he just hasn't got any money to live. He's probably on the pension, but he might need another 20 grand or so per year to live comfortably. So he starts talking to his children saying he's going to sell up in Paddington and he's going to move somewhere like Mount Druitt. He's going to downsize. Homer expects to live another 10 to 20 years if he's lucky. So the children start to worry. They think if he sells, he's basically eating into their inheritance. A property in Mount Druitt might not grow as fast as a property in Paddington. So at all costs, they want to try and keep or delay Homer moving as long as possible. So the kids get together and the son, Bart, says, why don't we all chip in and we'll all give him, say, $7,000 a year. And his sisters, Lisa and Maggie, say, oh, we can't do that. We haven't got enough money. So Bart decides he will lend his father $20,000 each year, and he'll do that under a written loan agreement. He does that for 5 years, and his dad basically owes him $100,000, and then he drops dead. Homer's will divides everything to the three children equally, but he still has a debt to Bart. So that debt is paid back first. And then all three children get a share of the property plus the other assets that Homer owns. During that 5 years, the property in Paddington has doubled again, while Mount Druitt's had 2% growth. So the children are very happy. They've basically informally had an investment property that grew in value, and the extra growth is going to be capital gains tax free if they were to sell the property after Homer's death. In fact, they can sell it up to 2 years after his death without living in it, and it can be totally capital gains tax free. So that's a bit of an estate planning strategy. As always, don't try it at home. Make sure you talk to a solicitor and plan ahead and try and work out all the things that can go wrong. And one of which might be a family law claim if Homer gets, say, a girlfriend. So having a formal loan agreement to his son can help preserve the assets from the family law attack as well. Anyway, talk to a lawyer and a solicitor, and good luck with it. And before we go, I should add that lending money doesn't affect the pension. So if Homer was on the pension, he could still get the full pension and have an extra $20,000 to spend, because that $20,000 is not income, it's just a loan. So that's it for this week, and see you again next week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.